This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that as many as 1,500 Americans may be awaiting evacuation from Afghanistan, a figure that suggests that part of the U.S.-led airlift from the Taliban-controlled country could be completed before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. Blinken said the State Department estimates there were about 6,000 Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan when the airlift began August 14th, and that about 4,500 of them have evacuated so far.
Since August 14th, we've evacuated at least 4,500 U.S. citizens, and likely more. More than 500 of those Americans were evacuated in just the last day alone.
The secretary said that about 1,000 Americans remain and that about 500 have been contacted with instructions on when and how to get to the chaotic Kabul airport to catch their evacuation flights. The World Food Program is urgently appealing for $200 million to purchase and pre-position food for millions of Afghans before the winter snow cuts off access roads to them. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WFP Deputy Regional Director Anthea Webb warns of a humanitarian catastrophe this winter without international support for this emergency operation.
We only have a few short weeks left to secure the necessary donor funding to get food in place before the mountain passes are blocked by snow. Any further delay in our preparations could be deadly for the people of Afghanistan.
This hunger crisis comes on top of a wider humanitarian and human rights crisis triggered by the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops and the seizure of control of the country by Taliban insurgents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. A heavily armed gunman fatally shot three police officers and a security guard in Tanzania's commercial capital Dar es Salaam on Wednesday. Charles Kombe reports.
The Inspector General of Police, Simon Siro, confirmed the incident a few hours later, but did not disclose details about the shooting or the suspect. The police chief said, "We have lost our two soldiers, but the man who carried out the murder was also killed. But we want to know where he came from and who he is, and I will give you the information later." Shortly afterward, officials confirmed the death of another police officer and a security guard in the shooting. The attack came just hours after President Samia Suluhu Hassan met with police officials. The U.S. Embassy in Tanzania has issued a security alert warning its citizens to avoid the area. Charles Kombe for VOA News, Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
The World Health Organization sees virus cases leveling off marginally. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
In its weekly assessment of the pandemic, the WHO says the number of new coronavirus cases reported globally appears to be stabilizing at about 4.5 million infections after steadily rising for the past 2 months. The agency adds that COVID-19 increased by about 20% and 8% in the Western Pacific and in the Americas, while rates of disease either remain the same or dropped in other regions. The assessment finds that there were about 68,000 new deaths reported globally, though, with Europe and the Americas registering increases of about 10%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sydney's coronavirus infections soared to a pandemic high on Wednesday as officials urged people to get vaccinated and curb hospitalizations. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian urged more people to get vaccinated to ease the strain on the health system.
We've made the point that the most important figure moving forward is the rate of vaccination, and that remains the case. As soon as we hit all those milestones, we will have those extra freedoms.
Despite enforcing 2 months of lockdowns, Sydney is grappling to contain the most recent Delta variant outbreak. Police have been deployed on the streets to enforce social distancing rules as the federal government urges people to get vaccinated. The government has said when the target is reached of 70% of the population above 16 fully vaccinated, restrictions will be relaxed.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.